the book of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 5 tonight. And if you are able to stand, please stand with me as I read the scriptures. And also after we read the scripture, we will pray and then go and study and to the word of God. So Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 5. Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 5. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Verse 5, and Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came." Let's pray together this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening again. Thank you so much for this church, local New Testament church. We have a Sunday night evening service here in Scranton Revival Baptist Church. Lord, be with us as we learn from your word, holy word, the word of God that we have in our hand. And please be with us, Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts and work in our life and to glorify for you as we our days ahead. And we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Tonight, and we the title is Faithful to the Unknown. Title is Faithful to the Unknown. And the Word of God, the Bible, is full of our God's promises, which is for sure for every believers, every child of God. And God's promises, you know, He is prepared for us, you know, our heavenly home. And like I said, you know, once again, you know, this world is not our home. God is prepared for us our heavenly home through His Son, the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in Him. You know, we have heavenly home, 100% sure. And that is the Bible talking about. As well, I mean, that 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 says this: "We have also a more sure word of prophecy." This is our more sure word of prophecy, "whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts." So we have more sure the word of prophecy, the word of God. God used man to write it down, but the author is from God directly. So, and also 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul is talking about, he is sure for his salvation. He knows God is prepared for him, and so he is glad. 2 Timothy 1:12, the Bible says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." We have for sure God prepared for us our heavenly home, eternal life through Jesus Christ. And but at the same time, the Bible also says, you know, we are not sure for our earthly life as a Christian, the days ahead. We have, you know, even during today, we don't know what is going to be to happen in our life. So Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring forth." That means we don't know for sure, and you know, even today, you know, we don't know. But we know that, you know, Jesus is coming back. But at the same time, we have our home God prepared for us. But at the same time, our early life as a Christian, we don't know for tomorrow. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And 2 Timothy 1:15 also declare this. And so we must rightly dividing the word of truth. We must understand the word of God, rightly dividing. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We must understand rightly dividing the word of God. So these scriptures, we read a moment ago about Abraham, and these scriptures focus on the journey of faith from familiarity to the unknown, based on highlighting God's call, the required obedience, and the promises, the promise of blessing, leaving comfort for the unknown, and trusting God's promises and becoming a blessing to others. So begin with story of Abraham living comfortably in Ur, and but called by God to a new life. Remember, a new life required faith. A new life requires faith. Faith in who? Faith in God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, the Bible says, "And he believed in the Lord," talking about Abraham. "He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." So Abraham believed God. That's why God counted to Abraham for righteousness. The Bible says, "And it is as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." But according to this verse, and when we trust the Lord before, you know, Jesus, you know, came down to the earth, we must believe God. We must trust the Lord, and that's why this morning we study about the new man in, you know, in Christ. Though 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 also said this: "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." In Christ, it changes everything in our life. It doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter your history, you know. In Christ, we can be a new creature in Christ. And I thank the Lord that God changed my life in Christ. You know, I was Buddhist, I was even Buddhist monk, and very strong. But I don't know, you know, at all about, you know, my Jesus Christ until 23 years old. And so I trust Jesus as 23 years old. And because of, you know, I trust Christ, I am in Christ. That's why I am, I'm no more Buddhist and, belongs to God's family. So in Galatians also, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, talking about in Christ. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. See? So very important for every humankind, because we all are sinner. We are not became sinner because of we sin. We sin because of we are sinners. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sins enter into the world, and death by sin, also death pass upon all men, for that all have sinned. Even though we don't steal or we don't kill people, we don't do wrong, we still sin. That's why Jesus came to the earth and saved for every sinner. He died on the cross. He redeemed us from hell with his precious blood. So very important. Every sinner must be in Christ, so that they can have a home, heavenly home. So. And also, God called us to leave behind, like Abraham, and the familiar, and step out in faith into the unknown, even when it's a costly decision. Abraham's life shows that the Christian walk is a journey into the unknown, not a life free from difficulties. And John chapter 16, verse 33 says this: "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." See, we might have peace in Jesus Christ. "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So what a promise that we have. 100% sure we are in Christ. We will be, after we die, we will go to heaven because of Jesus Christ. So I have 3 points this evening for our study. So point number one, the call to leave comfort. The call to leave comfort. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, you see God calls to Abraham. So verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred." So the command, we see the command, and God commands Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household. And also in the New Testament, when Jesus came to the earth, and he said in Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30, he is calling sinner to him, but it requires a response. We must respond to Jesus calling, because he wants to save us, and he wants to give us a home in heaven. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30 said this: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Verse 30: "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So he is calling to each one of us, and that the answer, the question is, are we follow as he calling to us? And this is, I quote, the last time I preach here, I think I'm going to quote again. This quote says this: "Those who reject the come unto me of salvation will one day have to accept the depart from me of condemnation." So Jesus is calling us. God is calling to Abraham to leave his comfort zone. So not only God commands him to do that, and also the cost involved. You see in chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house." See? he has to leave, and he has to forsake. Abraham has to do that. This was not an easy departure. It meant leaving behind his comfort, security, and family. So I want to read it, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Through 22. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22. The Bible says this: "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." See, they have to forsake, as Jesus called to them. Verse 21 and verse 22, "And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, and in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them." Verse 22, "And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." So there is a cost, as God called each one of us to do, to him. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 also said this: "And Jesus passed from thence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of a custom, and he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him." So as Matthew, you can imagine, you can think about his decision, as he counting a lot of money. The same time Jesus is calling him, he must decision make, in quick time, in the short time. So, but he forsake it everything, and he follow to the Lord Jesus Christ as he Jesus called to him. So, and not only the cause, the unknown as well involved. You see, chapter 12, verse 1, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the last part, you see, the unknown. The Bible says, "Unto a land that I will show thee." Abraham never know that place, but he has to follow. Abraham was instructed to go to a land he had never seen, a complete step of faith. A complete step of faith. Talking about faith, the book of Hebrews talking about faith. Verse 1, "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." See, hope is, we don't see anything, we don't know, but it's required, faith to God. Even we don't know for the future. Abraham did not know anything, but Abraham must obey the Lord God calling him for him. So, staying in a comfort zone can hinder your ability to fulfill your God-given purpose. Leaving it is often necessary to unlock new opportunities and greater things. When you feel him pushing you, remember that God promises to be with you through the process, providing the courage and comfort needed to persevere. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 said, "There had no temptation take you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." God promised to us, so we must trust him. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says this, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So even though you cause everything, the result is great because you obey his command. Because you obey his command. Luke chapter 5. Also, I want to read it to you. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and through verse 6. Luke chapter 5, talking about Peter fishing all night, but nothing, no fish catched. But Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through verse 6 said this, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And verse 6, "And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake." Soon as they follow, as soon as he follow, obey the Lord, the Lord's word, the Lord's command. We can see the miracle God gave it to Simon Peter. So, serving God is not a guarantee and of an easy life, but we are called to a life of service, leaving our comfort zone, even if mean giving up everything. I already declared this morning, but Matthew 16:24 then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." As a Christian, we must follow the Lord's direction. And we don't own ourselves anymore. We must follow his direction. So what is God asking you to leave behind to go where he wants you to be? There will always be obstacles as a Christian in our life. You know, as we follow the Lord, there will always be obstacles. We need a greater faith, not smoother roads. So as a Christian, we must obey and we must, the call to leave our comfort. God is calling to Abraham, and Abraham must leave his comfort. And there's the cost involved and also unknown involved. So point number one, we're done. And point number two, the promise of blessed, the promise